This is Gospel for Grampian, and welcome to one of our podcasts. My name's Rob Rowe, and coming up right now are extracts taken from this last Monday, 11th of July 2002, Gospel Cafe, in which we create an oasis in people's day. And in this case, we're doing so more through honesty and love. We have some weighty matters to discuss, and we hope that you will be both challenged, inspired, as well as given hope, and definitely something to think about as a result of what you hear. You also hear song references of some of the music that we play on the program. Unfortunately, we can't bring you the actual music. We would need to have an extra royalties license for our podcasts. But in the meanwhile, please do listen in, and we would encourage you to contact us either through the Gospel for Grampian Facebook page, or you can send an email through to info@g4g.org.uk. Michael English, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and that from the New Young Messiah. A very warm welcome along to this evening's Gospel Cafe, and I trust that your day has been good. However your week has started, I pray it will only get better. We're here to create an oasis in your day, and I'd like to bring forward Christian Campbell. Hello, Christian.
Good evening, Rob. It is great to be back here after an absence of quite a while. It's just good to be back. Thank you.
It is indeed. And hopefully, if Christian's cough allows him, yes, then we'll be having some good on-air and off-air conversations as we go along. And I'm sure quite a few cups of tea too.
Yes, we've already started on that front. But yeah, and I've missed those conversations on and off air. Yeah, so it is good to be back.
Definitely, definitely. Right, now we have a Bible scripture, we talked about two Bible scriptures and one Bible scripture I think we both agreed on.
Yeah, it kind of resonated more. We could have ran with either, but this is the one that we're running with this evening, and it is a good one. It's a weighty one. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
Now that's sobering.
It is, and we shouldn't shy away from such verses, though, Rob, because we're here to spread the word, to spread the gospel, but to consider the whole counsel of God.
Well, yes, and I think a lot of people, which is even more sobering, seem to think that live for today and then you die and then that's it, and yeah, there's no accountability after that. Yeah. But God's word clearly tells us, and listeners, we are believing the Bible. We are believing what the Bible says. And I know some people might say, well, you are mistaken. No, we are not mistaken. We do not believe we're mistaken, otherwise, to be quite honest, we would not be doing this broadcast if we believed we were mistaken.
Yeah, yeah.
But we know. And how do we know? We know because there's so many things that happen in our lives, in my life, that I know that God lives in me by his Spirit. There is, if you like, an inner peace that God gives when you come to know him as Lord and Saviour. The rest of the world can have total and utter angst and depression. But when you come to know God, there is a peace that transcends all understanding and all reason. And yeah,
It comes from that indwelling Holy Spirit, Rob, what you're talking about. And it does bring a peace that goes beyond our understanding, as Scripture tells us. And our hope, listeners, is that through us bringing this oasis to your day, through bringing Scripture to life and discussing it and showing it in all its aliveness, that will impact upon you as well.
And hopefully on others who may well be listening is that this program goes out again on a Friday between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And it's my heart to sort of make some of this material available as a podcast so that people can listen back to it. And one day we'll be able to have proper listen again programs that people can pick up as a podcast. But for the moment...
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, I just hope I don't cough too much, as we say.
It's one of those things. We have warned our listeners that this could happen, and you know, coughs can happen at any time. Right, let's get into some more music.
Yes.
And listeners, if you want what you got, do you want what we got? Well, let's find out. Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist. This is something we have also as an instrumental, but let's just think about the lyrics. Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. Now I am your son, I am adopted in your family, and I can never be alone, because Father God, you're there beside me. I will sing your praises. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I actually recognised it as it was playing, and it's lyrical as well, but it's good to actually hear the words and meditate over the words. There's lots of ministers out there that I've learned from down through the years who use song lyrics and hymns and psalms as meditations. Yeah.
But with that, I like to hear the tune properly, and with that, I like to hear the words properly.
Yes.
You're
not a thrashy fan, are you, as we know?
Anyway, that aside, let's get back into the word again.
Yes.
Welcome. If you've just joined us, my name's Rob, and
My name's Chris.
He's Chris. I'm Rob, and we're speaking. This program is Gospel Cafe. It's to create an oasis in your day, and thinking about fairly weighty matters. We've been having a good chat about all sorts of everything just now.
A little bit of everything, you know. Like for example, we kind of, for argument's sake, stretched the image of the oasis itself, and how oasis is like when oases. When you imagine one, you typically think of this kind of idyllic plants, trees, birds chirping, lovely spring, fresh water. But that isn't always necessarily the case. I mean, if you were in a survival situation and you happened across a basic oasis that offered water that was, as we were discussing, it could be muddy and you would need to have a straw and a filter, you would still drink that in order to survive. You know?
Or even if it was a mountain stream or something, and but if you had a filter of some sort, then probably would drink that water if you needed to.
Uh-huh.
This is really just coming on to the weighty matters that.
Yes. Yes.
So what's the script first?
So the scripture this evening is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10, which reads, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad." Right? So I had the thought initially when I was cross-referencing it to Matthew chapter 16, verse 27, and I will just pull that up.
I think you should
read it, which Matthew 16:27 reads, "For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done." And the initial thought that I had off of that verse, which was cross-referenced with the initial one, was how it speaks of Jesus having the authority to do that in the first place. And from there, then led to what you came in with, Rob, in our discussion.
We did discuss it, but it's actually having the authority. Because even coming to Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, where Jesus said, "I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth." And Jesus had that authority because he is God's only son, the Son of God. And he has been given that authority because he has taken on everything. He has cancelled out
Yeah. The
sins that we have made in our lives. And you might think, how does this apply to me? It applies only if you accept Christ as Lord and Saviour and confess that with your heart.
Yes. But that's where it would apply. But in the sense that what we are talking about is the truth with a capital T. This does apply to everybody, whether they believe it or not. And that adds to the weightiness this evening that we're talking about.
It does indeed. I mean, if you think that you are confident in your own skin just to go by with what you know or understand, the offer is still there. Christ died that all may be saved, maybe, and that is through him.
Yeah.
There is no other way by which we can be saved. Now, for God to know, Christ to know who has been good and who has been bad, there must be an element of God seeing.
Yes.
And this brings us into being, God is known by just so many names, and one of them is Elroy, the God who sees me.
Yes.
And Romans 2 verse 16, in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel.
Yeah, that was the thought that you had initially off Matthew 16, where you said in order, like having part of having the authority and the omnipotence, the all power aspect, is being able to see all men's secrets in order to judge them. And guys, listeners, that's a sobering thought when we actually take time apart. How many of our thought lives as individuals are in good shape, you know? And if we did an honest stock take, I think we would all be sobered by that.
Yeah. But that's where we get brought back. When we do an honest stocktake as believers, we can come to God. We can say, Lord, I know that my life has been far from perfect. Please forgive me.
Yeah.
And he will. Means that we should be like him. That's what God calls us to do. But God can see everything. Who you are, he could all of that. But we have the choice. We have the choice ourselves.
You brought in forgiveness, and that's important. I return to the verse that has been called, and I remember as the Christian's bar of soap, which is 1 John 1:9, which reads, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." So in light of the weighty truth that we've been talking about and we'll continue to talk about this evening, it's not all bad news. There is hope. There is a way out. There is a release being offered, and it's through acknowledging sin, confessing sin, repenting of sin, seeking forgiveness and receiving that forgiveness.
Yeah. And when we realise that, then we can be
set free, liberated, to enjoy a rich, fulfilled life in Christ.
It doesn't mean to say, though, that things are always going to be easy, but then we have God on our side, and when God, if we have accepted Christ as Lord and Saviour, when God sees us, he sees us through what Christ has done.
Yeah, I think in that sense, Rob, I've heard it said before, you're absolutely right, but God doesn't necessarily offer us a better quality of life. He offers us a better life, period. And that's what we need to take a step back and consider. It's not, we don't measure it against quality of life. We measure it against life in all its fullness, in all its roundedness, in all its wholesomeness. The kind of shalom-like life, that peace, that well-being, that wholesomeness, that's what's promised to us.
And that's what we mentioned even at the start of this program.
Yeah.
I mean, our core scripture, listeners, is taken from John 10, verse 10. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said, I've come that they may have life and have it to the full.
To the full.
And that's what Chris is talking about.
Yeah, let's have some more music.
I think we ought to have some more music. It's Danny Antel and Mighty to Save. I Should Have Been Crucified, Fraserburgh Christian Chorale. And before that, Amazing Grace from the Gospel Music Convention. That was from one of their live recording CDs, their master CDs. We got the master CDs.
Oh yeah, it was rousing from what I heard in the background, but we were too engrossed in other things, weren't we?
We were, yeah. We've actually been having a very in-depth conversation, as is
once again,
as is normal. Yeah. And for this Gospel Cafe program, we have a scripture which we started off with. And Christian, if I can get you to read that, go on out, please.
Yes, it is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, which reads, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad."
And that's why we must all keep short accounts before
God.
Yes,
the short accounts idea, but in terms of where it kind of led us in the discussion, was to, I believe you've got the verse, Rob, wasn't it? Romans 14:10,
which is, "But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ." I know this is really coming up as quite weighty, quite warning, and people may think, why are you coming out with these warnings? Well, we believe in the Bible. We believe through faith that what is written in the Bible is true and pertains to us. Then people might say, well, who are you to do this when we do not believe in the Bible? But yet, we are told to go and love our neighbours. Hmm. We are told to go and love others. Now, would we be loving someone if we didn't warn them?
Yes. Yes,
or would we just let them go headlong? I mean, if you saw something happen like a bridge which falls apart.
Yeah.
And there are cars ready hurtling towards that bridge.
Yeah.
Would you not try to warn someone? Would the AA not go out and taper off the bridge and stop people from going onto it?
Yeah.
And in the same way, we as Christians have a duty to go out and tell people that there is, yes, a heaven, but there is also a hell. And we don't want people to land there.
Yeah.
Now, we ourselves have to be careful. We should not be judging people. And yet, the humanity and says that it is a natural thing to judge. And that's why we should be keeping short accounts. We have a God in heaven who sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross in our place. And when we believe and when we trust, we can come to God. We can come to God and say, "Look, Lord, I'm sorry. I have judged my brother once again. Mm-hmm. I've said bad stuff against them, and all this brother's driven me up the wrong way, and I've spoken out against him." But while there is still life in us, while God is still allowing us to be on this earth, we need to be going reconcile with our brother. And that too is a biblical principle.
Yeah.
Not an easy one.
Yeah, yeah. I think that all is correct and makes sense. And boy, we've really went to town on it this evening. But I think that the conversation we've had off air is that, no, we're not going to compromise and avoid or shirk difficult aspects and areas of what we believe firmly to be the truth. And that's the thing, listeners, that what we're talking about here is a claim to exclusive truth. And I guess the part of the analogy as well that we were talking about was, ultimately, it does boil down to who you consider the man Jesus to be. The God man Jesus to be. Do you believe that the things he said about himself, or do you reject them? And ultimately, there's only two positions. You either do or you don't. There is that third position that's afforded for some time where you're allowed to weigh up the evidence, examine things, consider things. But ultimately, you have to come down on one side of the fence or the other. And it is from Christ's own words himself that he who is not for me is against me. And yeah, there is ultimately a decision to be made there by each and every one of us.
Definitely. So I think the question that could be asked is, if each one of us were to die tonight, where would we be going?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is a question that was asked by an Australian in George Street, Mr. Gennor. And he, I must have asked, they calculated probably over 140,000 people. And he impacted very many who then became pastors in their own right. And he himself was actually orating, I think, on a submarine or a ship somewhere. And he realized his life was getting out of control.
Yeah.
And when he came to and realized what God had done for him, he then promised God that he would try and tell at least 10 people a day. And he then asked that question, gave a tract out, and it got people thinking, but how far are we prepared to go to actually spread the gospel?
Yeah.
Where are we prepared to go? And I mean, Christ says, therefore, and I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth, that's Christ's authority, therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
Yeah, yeah. So we do hope that you listeners take this to heart this evening. I think Rob and I were having some minor debate or major debate as to, is this still an oasis in people's day? And you know what? Yes, it is. Because we have been concerned with the truth. We've unpacked to a fair degree some aspects of that which are difficult and hard to accept at times. But nonetheless, they're nourishing and good for us. And that's what God's word contains. And if you live a life in accordance with those principles, with those commands, with those instructions, the evidence will come to light then, won't it?
Yeah, evidence will come to light. And I mean, God will reward each one of us according to our works. And God promises that nothing we do for him will be in vain.
Yeah, yeah. Let's have some more music to meditate upon that.
I think we ought to. Coming up is Donnie Murdoch-McLeod, The Heart of Worship, When the Music Fades. But before that is Your Gospel in Afrikaans.
Welcome to Your Gospel here on Gospel for Grampian. Your Gospel is all about making sure that wherever you come from, you'll be able to hear the gospel.
Hello. My name is Fridlene Birch. I am from South Africa, and I'm going to read John 3:16 in Afrikaans. Want so lief het God die wêreld gehad, dat hy sy eniggebore seun gegee het, sodat elkeen wat in hom glo, nie verlore mag gaan nie, maar die ewige lewe.
Aronia and Game, and before that, 50 Gospel Jazz Classics. We've been a bit silent, actually, ourselves, because we've just been not only listening to the music, having a bit of a chat in between and giving you, the listener, to actually think about some of the things that we've been speaking about. These are really in-depth things that been speaking about.
Yeah, and we ourselves, so as Christians, we've been reflecting on the implications for us on a personal level. We've had some to and fro that's been quite personal. And our hope is that you would be pondering these things, listeners, in your own hearts as well this evening. Yeah,
definitely. Definitely. But perhaps just read the original scripture out again, just for people to think. And one of the things that I will be doing is, folks, if you are listening between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. on a Monday to Friday, you will be hearing myself doing more of a continuity episode, trying to bring everything together and really giving you an idea, the listener, of what you might expect to hear if this was to be a radio station with lots more presenters. Ideally, what we'd love to see is much more live chat like we're having.
Yes, yes.
Out onto the streets, what God is doing out on the streets, what's actually happening.
Yes, yes, you're right, Rob. And God willing, it shall happen.
It shall, yes.
And till such time, I will read the verse again. It's from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
A sobering thought, but if you wanted to actually hear this back again, I'm going to try and make this available as a podcast or a series of podcasts, and the actual content of what we're saying, I'll be trying to extract and make sure it's available so you can hear it in some of the shows next week between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Just so we're like, we have said that this has been weighty and deep this evening, but to end it on a more positive note, we could, Rob, I'm catching you out cold here because I'm going to go to a verse that we haven't spoken about. But
well, don't worry, you carry
still,
on.
It still pertains. It's Ephesians 6, verse 8. Are you going to look that up? Do you want to?
I'm looking. I've been, while this has been going on, also, listeners, I'm actually getting ready the podcast from the Gospel for You program that's just gone out. And we'll be going out again. If you happen to hear it on, if you're in Europe, if you're listening, say, in Germany or Holland or anywhere in Europe, you will be able to hear the Gospel for You going out again in just under 20 minutes time on 1323 kilohertz.
Brilliant. Yeah, excellent. So, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 8. So, sorry, the slight delay, listeners, live on air, but Rob's going to look it up and read it out for us.
Yeah, here we are. Knowing whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is slave or free.
Yeah, so just to end it on a more positive note is the idea of rewards, you know?
And that God, because he sees everything, is not blind to the things that we do when they are good as well as...
Absolutely. Good as well as bad. So it's this station's about aiming for excellence.
We are,
and,
yes.
And, you know.
And that means also live work, whatever.
Yes. But we trust that there will be some reward for that as such. And the fact that it says slave or free, there's no distinguishing in God's eyes. There's no bias between rich or poor, young and old. The rewards are there for each and every one of us who would believe and trust and do the work of sanctification in terms of being involved in it, which is something we spoke about off air, not so much on air this evening as well, Rob.
Yeah, there's a lot of weighty subjects, and hopefully, another time, Christian, we'll be able to have you back into the studio again.
I hope so.
I hope so. Do you think next... Well, not next Monday, unfortunately, because I won't be there. But and you'll hear this show going out again next Monday.
Good, because it's been a really good show.
It has, yes. And we hope that you, the listener, will agree as such. What we're going to try and do is give a few mentions out there. Give a mention to Gary here in Aberdeen. We'll give a mention to Christopher, who's listening in Uganda. Give a mention to some of those who will be listening in on podcasts as well. So wherever you are, please do let us know that you are listening in by sending an email through to info@g4g.org.uk or writing on the Gospel for Grampian Facebook page. I would love to hear from you, and I know Christian would too.
Yeah, it's just great that you mentioned Aberdeen and Uganda in the same sentence there as well.
Well, that's the power of online, because online radio can go to these places and to wherever. And I believe that we have listeners and really far off places as well.
Yeah.
Even, I believe, in Australia.
You mentioned Brunei earlier.
I did mention Brunei. Yeah. So who knows? I mean... We I have to say, listeners, we can, by the power of the internet, we do have to compile listener stats which need to go into a government organization, which tell them what music that we have played and where we have played it to. But as a matter of interest, we can see when people have listened in from different countries, and it's always of interest to see when people of different countries, they come back and they listen. And we would just love it if people say in Norway or people in Sweden or people in America or South America, wherever you're listening in from.
Drop us a line.
Please drop us a line wherever you're listening in from. If you're listening in from Spain or, you know, I'm mentioning in Japan even.
Give us the email address.
Yeah, it's info, that's info at g4g.org.uk, and we are on Facebook as well. It's Gospel for Grampian on Facebook.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Right, I think we ought to have a bit more music at this stage. We've also got a message from Lifeline Productions, the Mark Edwards Swing Gospel Jazz Band, and I will try and get in a little bit of Young Min Yu for a certain young lady.
Okay, very good.
Hi, my name's Adrian Plass, and you are tuned in to Gospel for Grampian, Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland.
Every Friday at 7 p.m, join Rob Rowe for a Gospel for You. You'll get a lively mix of scripture, gospel, testimony, prayer, and Kingdom Come presented by Fergus Buchan. As ever, the programme will be podcast, so pop over to podcast.g4g.org.uk. We'd love to know what you think, so please do get in touch by emailing info@g4g.org.uk.
You've been listening in to extracts from conversations between Christian Campbell and Rob Rowe, which were aired on the Gospel Cafe show on Monday, the 11th of July, 2022. We hope that you were encouraged, inspired, as well as challenged. If you'd like to get in contact, please do so by sending an email through to info@g4g.org.uk, or you can write on the Gospel for Grampian Facebook page. Please also tell your friends and do share the podcasts.